T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is on TV this week? We bring in the senior editor of TV Guide, Kritika Mallikarjuna. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Gary. You nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I practiced all during the news break just so I would get that right. I learned a long time ago pronouncing people's names is very important to do it correctly. So we have a very interesting week this week. Was Preacher on AMC last night?
It was. Weirdly, you know, we're getting into the summer slump period of premieres. So not a ton on this week, but I really wanted to recommend Preacher, even though it was on last night. Definitely catch up during the week if you can, if you're interested, because it is one of AMC's, like, tiny summer gems. It's kind of slept on, like not a ton of people watch it, but they definitely should. It's actually my favorite comic book adaptation on the air right now, which is saying a lot because there's like, what, 25 comic book superhero shows on the air right now. But the reason I love Preacher so much is it's not actually about superheroes. It's an adaptation of an indie comic, and it's in its third season right now, and things are finally starting to kick into sort of high gear. We're reaching my favorite parts of the comic book arc, and so I anticipate the TV show to get equally as good.
Now, coming up on Friday, season 2 of Glow hits Netflix.
Indeed. So Glow was a little gem from Netflix last summer. Glow stands for the Glorious Ladies of Wrestling. And it is sort of this 80s origin story about like how women got into WWE style fighting. And the cast is wonderful. Alison Brie stars. And season 2 is going to be even bigger and wilder because in season 1, they established a little bit of local fame. And like now in season 2, we're going to see the effects of it play out as they get more and more famous. And it sort of, you know, goes to their heads.
Okay, let's talk about, while we're on the Netflix subject, Kiss Me First.
Yeah, so this is a 6-part British YA thriller. And if you're a fan of the show like Skins, which is, you know, sort of a British teen classic, it is co-created by Brian Elsley, who was, you know, one of the two guys who, like, you know, founded Skins or created Skins in the UK. So this is his big follow-up after that. We haven't heard from him in a few years, and he's been working on the show. This is why. And it's a really interesting YA thriller, essentially, that centers on a teenage girl who's sort of addicted to this online gaming site, where she befriends another girl who disappears in the real world. And, you know, she goes down this, like, wild, you know, online digital world. It's basically, if you wanted to really like Ready Player One, but there were too many like comic book and, you know, gaming and deep cut sort of anime references for you in that, you should watch Kiss Me First because it is a very pared down version of that world. And I think it effortlessly moves through in a way that Ready Player One did not.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about one other show that actually got started last week. I guess it was last Wednesday, but on USA Network, Queen of the South back for season 3. Is there any buzz about that show going on?
Oh, you know what? I personally don't watch that show, but a lot of my colleagues have been recommending it to me recently. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, from the reviews I've read, it's about a woman who runs a drug cartel, and it's supposed to be, like, really, really exciting. That and Claws are the two sort of TNT USA type of shows that I've been hearing about, but I'm afraid I don't watch Queen of the South.
I have watched the first 2 seasons. It is a good show, and it should be interesting to see what happens in season 3. Well, great stuff as always. Good talking to you this morning, and have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Senior editor of TV Guide, Kritika Mallikarjuna.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.